How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Birds 365. Our buddy Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports joining us now. Jeff, a good draft weekend to you, sir. I'm sure a busy weekend on your end, as it was here. Welcome to the show, man.
You guys see the bags over my eyes yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a tough, it's always the top 3 days. It's a grind, Jeff Kerr. You had to deal with all the teams. I used to have to deal with all the teams years ago when I covered the league as a whole. Boy, it's a pain in the ass.
it really is, especially afterwards where you have to find the undrafted free agents. Like, So people always say to me, like, you should worry about this and worry about that. And, you know, to me, day three is the worst, honestly, because there's so many teams and there's so many players. You're just trying to track where everybody's going. And then you happen to notice a guy like, I'll just throw out there, like a Jordan Travis. You're like, oh, wait, he hasn't been picked yet. A couple years ago, it was Brock Purdy. I didn't realize he was not picked yet when he got picked by the 49ers. I thought he was drafted in the fifth round. That was the year all the quarterbacks went.
Yeah. And then you add in Howie Roseman trading like a madman. It makes it all the more tough when you're covering the Eagles.
Oh, you know what? I was going to send a couple texts to a couple people in the Eagles, be like, guys, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You guys are running a business here, but.
All right, give me something to dislike about Howie. Now, a lot of the fans don't, you know, because they don't like Howie personally. But,
it's hard.
It's tough. It's tough to come up with complaints. The only one I can come up, he's probably reached a little bit for Hunt, a little bit too early. But, I mean, that's nitpicking. That's only because I'm nitpicking.
And, you know, our buddy Andrew DeCecco was trying to tell us for weeks that Hunt was going to be a day two pick. So did they reach or didn't they reach?
I think they reached. Yeah. I it's one of those things, and I was telling Xander's story about Rick Spielman when he drafted Alexander Mattison. He knew he'd get Alexander Mattison at the bottom. He wanted him, but he knew he'd get him at the bottom of the third round. So he just kept trading down and trading down. I think he traded down 3 times, accumulated a bunch of day three picks. Probably did nothing with them. But
what's a better haul? Is it a player that they would have liked earlier, or is it Hunt?
If you like a player, you like a player, and you know he turned into a pretty good backup that specific player. But when he got a chance to start last year, he kind of failed, and now he's in Las Vegas, I believe. So he's still in the league, but it was a solid backup player, clearly an NFL player. But he probably should have been drafted on day three. But he wanted the player, and he kept trading down, trading down, trading down. He got the player, and he got extra picks. That's what Howie did with Jalix Hunt. And that's fine. We'll see how it works out.
I've heard this story, too.
Vic Eagle, loved him, too. Yeah.
Vic loved, besides Vic loving him, the Eagles also loved Adida Isaac, who was taken right before Hunt was. So I'm wondering if Isaac was on the board if they would.
Yeah, that's a possibility. There was, with some of the trades down, Zach Zinner at one point, I thought, oh, maybe the Eagles moved down because he went. So there were some, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And you're right, Isaac goes to Baltimore right before the Eagles drafted Hunt. So maybe that was an issue. Zinner went 85 to the Browns.
They have what, 86? I'm trying to remember all their trades.
Yeah, and they had 86, and I'm starting to think maybe that's why they dropped down again. So that's a possibility. You never get nothing falls perfectly. But that's the thing. That's what Howie's good at, is the contingencies. Even when you don't, he said, I think Zach Berman asked him, did you think there was any way in the world that you wouldn't have an offensive lineman earlier in the draft? And he said, no, he was very honest. No. And all of a sudden they get Mekhi Becton after the draft. So he's very good with contingencies. And that, yeah, I'm sure at some point they had their eyes on the player. I was thinking more Zach Zinter from Michigan than Isaac, but it could have been Isaac. It could have been Isaac. I know Andy Weidel seemed to have the Eagles. He seemed to have a beat on what the Eagles were doing, which should be no surprise.
I wonder how much more of that will come in the future with Howie Roseman's tree starting to spread more and more in the NFL. We just lost Rosenberg. So I wonder if there's going to be more of that in the future where guys are kind of feeding off of what Howie does or learning from what Howie does and following his lead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was upset. I know that year when they lost Brandon Brown and Ian Cunningham, he was upset that year to the point he had Joe Ferrari work on changing the rules of hiring secondary, what they call secondary football executives. He was really upset with Brandon Brown because he went to the Giants. And, you know, obviously that's a division rival, but that's just the nature of the NFL. There's not much you can do about that, to be honest. They did get the rule changed, a little different timing, so you don't get screwed as much before the draft. So he got that done.
John, by the way, this has nothing to do with Roseman, but I did think if you wanted me to be like kind of a, if you want to find anything negative about what he did this weekend, and again, this is nothing against Roseman or Lori or anybody else, I thought they really pushed the whole we drafted Jeremiah Trotter thing to the point where it did feel like, okay.
Yeah, but I don't have any problem in the fifth round with that. I think.
Well, I don't either. Love the pick. Like, people are saying take him in the third. I'm like, what, you would say?
The people early, it was the second. My old buddy, Jody Mack, wanted him in the second round.
He wasn't a second round player. But where they got him and trading up to get him, that was brilliant on their part.
Yeah. Again, at 155, it's perfect. Fifth round pick. He's going to have an opportunity because he's coming here. That's the weakest spot on the team. And if he can play, he can play, and it'll be a great story. And if he can't play, he's a fifth round pick, and you write it off.
I call them all after the second round lottery tickets. And that is, that is a huge lottery ticket just because I've seen the kid play at St. Joe's Prep. He can ball. And he was a higher ranked recruit than Marvin Harrison was. Like, this kid can play, but everybody wants to factor in the size and, you know, maybe. Look, size be damned. The kid's got football instincts. He's got the bloodline. He's been trained for this since pretty much he was 4 years old. He's going to be a good football player if he gets that opportunity. That's just my opinion.
Jeff, you just brought up Jeremiah Trotter. I want to get into your opinions on some of the players the Eagles got. They get Quinyon Mitchell. They get Cooper DeJean. We talked a little bit about Jalix Hunt. What do you think of the Eagles haul? What stands out to you and the players they were able to pick up in the draft this year?
Well, the first two picks I really liked, and I think it was more of the value. So I don't think that franchise ever thought in a million years they would get Quinyon Mitchell at 22. I think they would, if going in the Thursday morning, if they wanted him, they probably would, at least they thought they would have to trade up to 12. Well, they didn't have to trade up at all. So that's a win.
I had them trading up to 12.
Did you?
And picking Mitchell, which, you know, I got the player right. I got the spot wrong. So a couple report, hey, take credit for it. So I'll take credit for it. I knew they wanted the player, but I didn't think any way he would be there at 22. No way.
I was on a couple podcasts on Thursday, and I would mention Quinyon Mitchell at the end of like, but I don't think they think they could trade up and get him. So I sold on Fontenot or Arnold. And
yeah, by the way, that's a, if you didn't know, if you guys just closed your eyes and didn't know who picked who, and I told you Troy Fontenot, 20th overall, Zach Frazier, 51st overall, Roman Wilson, 84th overall, Peyton Wilson, best linebacker in the draft, but injury concerns, bottom of the third round, 98 overall. Mason McCormick, 119 overall. You would say that's the Philadelphia Eagles. That was the Steelers draft. That was Andy Waddle.
They had a good draft, too.
Yeah.
I was more than pleased with the guys the Steelers were getting. I think they got better. But you know, Xander, you were saying about the first couple picks. I mean, John, by the way, as a Big Ten fan, I've always been told it was Cooper DeJean. Is it Cooper DeJean?
Cooper DeJean, yes.
Yeah, it's...
Now, you know, they want it to be DeJean.
Yeah, in Philly, DeJean. It's going to be DeJean, whether it's...
And it's going to be DeJean, yeah.
But it is Cooper DeJean.
I actually had a couple players in the Big Ten right now say, is it DeJean or DeJean? I'm like...
Well, I went back and forth in the whole process. I didn't know until... Yeah. It is DeJean, though. And yeah, that was a tremendous pick. The Eagles had a first round grade on him. That's a player they would have considered later in the first round. I think they would have tried to trade down if you know, one of that group of Mitchell or Pautanu, that group. Obviously, they love J.C. Latham, but J.C. Latham just went like a rocket late in the process. A lot of people thought he was going to get drafted fifth by the Chargers, and they went the safer route with Joe Alt. And then Tennessee, which wanted Joe Alt, draft J.C. Latham. So they knew. And by the way, somebody at the Eagles said that. That you might want to downplay Latham because he's not going to be there. So they knew damn well he wasn't going to be there. It was evidently an open secret in the league, but they love the player. Faltano is the guy I think they would have drafted if he was there at 22, but that would have been surprised. That would have been a surprise pre-draft that he fell to 20. And it was a big surprise that Mitchell fell. So I, you know, this idea though, you know, here's something that drives me crazy, Jeff. Because the Eagles, it worked out, and the Eagles get Mitchell and DeJean, and now it's they were targeting quarterback. They bought carpet bomb cornerback.
No, they weren't.
Not how it works. That's not how it works. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, they weren't targeting cornerback. Like the only two cornerbacks I heard that they could target round one were Mitchell and Arnold, and they didn't think they could get Mitchell, but they thought they could trade up and get Arnold, and they didn't have to do that for neither of them. It just happened to fall into their laps. I mean, we knew quarterbacks were going early in this draft. Did we really think we were
going to six?
Yeah.
You can almost guarantee that three general managers are going to be out of a job in 2 years because there were three quarterbacks who deserved to be first-round picks. And everybody else probably should have been in the second round.
Yeah, or later.
And they're getting picked 8, 10, and 12. I mean, that's got disaster written all over it.
I'm not a fan. So I always say to myself, tell me where they're drafting, and I'll give you my best analysis.
Well, and that's good. Why I say McCarthy's got a chance because of where he was drafted. So he's got it. I mean, Brock Purdy turned into a seventh round. So if you go to the right spot, yeah, you have a chance. And even if you want to bend over backwards and say Sean Payton still got it, maybe Bo Nix has got a chance. Atlanta, I that's the dumbest pick in the history of the world.
Does Bo Nix have a chance though with that bad roster?
Probably not, but at least the head coach understands how to develop a quarterback. Like one of the most egregious things to me with Chicago and Justin Fields is look who they surrounded him with. Nothing. Now, I don't know if he could have played, but you have a defensive head coach. You have an offensive coordinator who basically was, you know, Aaron Rodgers' errand boy, as we've seen with Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, Rodgers runs the offense. Who cares what Luke Getsy does except get him coffee?
Now you got a real coordinator in there in Waldron, which
They have such a terrible history with quarterbacks. I'm even concerned about Caleb Williams.
Even with the talent around them.
Well, it's they still have a defensive head coach.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with the he's probably better than Luke Getsy, but we're not talking about, you know, Kyle Shanahan. You know, and that's, let's be honest, I know Philadelphia fans hate him, but that's the reason Brock Purdy's Brock Purdy. And that's why people are so high on the Minnesota situation, because they love Kevin O'Connell. They have Jefferson. We'll see for how long. Addison Hockenson. Now they have Aaron Jones. They got good tackles. That's a good situation for a quarterback. If Caleb Williams went there, I'd say superstar. He's in Chicago. I'll wait and see.
So this is what I was told by a bunch of people about Shane Waldron. By the way, I really like him.
He ain't Kevin O'Connell.
No, he's not Kevin O'Connell, but he did extend Russell Wilson's career about two more years than it should, or made him really good for two more years. I'll just say that.
He's got to be better than Luke Getsy. I'll give him that.
Everybody's better than that. Well, if John, we had to do the tree here. Luke Getsy is better than Nathaniel Hackett, but they both stink.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he is better than Nathaniel Hackett.
You know what? You know what team I was shocked? I can't remember now. I know they didn't draft one in the first three rounds. The Raiders. I was shocked they did not even attempt to draft the quarterback, but I give them credit.
Poor Raiders got left out of the party. They were 13, six quarterbacks. At least give them credit. They didn't take Spencer Rattler at 13.
They Antonio Pierce even said on Thursday night, he said, look, Brock Bowers is our best guy on the board. We just said we're taking him. It doesn't matter. We weren't trading up. It was, we'll see where the chips fall. And I think that was the right move for them.
I don't know. I don't like that. They just drafted Michael Mayer the year before. Bowers is better. Don't get me wrong, but he's very good. Michael Mayer. I'm like, what are you going to play 12 with Aiden O'Connell?
Well, with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, you might need 12.
Yeah. I'm not too high on the Raiders. That's why, you know, when people say we give too much credit for Howie and this and that and this and that, I want to criticize the guy, but look at these other morons.
There are big part of the reason why Howie was able to do so well, because the board just fell their way because of all these decisions.
I mean, look at Dallas. They don't draft the running back. They decide, let's bring back the running back we cut,
right,
who is actually a worse player now than a year ago when you cut him. Oh, and by the way, he's going to be your starter because Jerry Jones just can't help himself.
But I'll say this about Dallas. They're like, it's a terrible organization because they're sort of fractured. And Steven and Jerry do free agency and all the stuff like that. And they're very, but they draft well. Will McClay is unbelievable. If you look at the history of their drafts since he took over, he's the best personnel guy in the business.
They got a nice player in the first round too, by the way, and they traded down to get him.
And they have a history of drafting, and they got Cooper Beebe, who is a player I thought the Eagles were interested in. They've been very good drafting offensive linemen. They got a lot of criticism about Tyler Smith a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden
he's a good player.
He's a really good player. So you had Tyler Guyton, who obviously was connected to the Eagles a lot because of his relationship with Lane Johnson. But Marshawn Nealand, the edge rusher from Western Michigan, is another player I looked at for the Eagles, maybe in the second round. They ended up getting him at 56. They got that linebacker from Notre Dame, who's really athletic. Kalen Carson, a slot cornerback, the Eagles that brought him in, had a lot of interest in him as well. They're a really good drafting team, Dallas.
Mozzie Smith turns out. It certainly looked like they
reached. Yeah, well, again, not everybody.
And hit on them all, but yeah, that's certainly one to note.
I'm talking about the consistency. If you go over probably a 10-year period, I would say Baltimore's number one, and then Dallas is number two, just from strictly drafting. Now, when Jerry gets involved with free agency, they've had it tough by roster forever. That's the thing with the Cowboys. They can't win a damn playoff game with all this talent.
They are the Sixers of the NFL, John. Yeah,
most of their talent, don't even get me started on the Sixers. Most of their talent.
I think that's generous to the Sixers, by the way.
It's very generous. But
the Sixers are not the brand the Cowboys are, so at least the Cowboys have that.
Most of their talent is homegrown, the Cowboys, the relevant talent. And they come up, look at the corners. Look at Diggs. Look at Bland.
Micah. I mean,
well, Mike is, yeah.
I'm just going through defensive guys at this rate. Yeah. Like DeMarcus Lawrence was a homegrown guy. DeMarcus Ware was a homegrown guy back in the day.
Yeah, they are a tremendous – Eagles fans will hate to hear that, but they are a tremendous drafting team. Baltimore 1, Dallas 2 over the past – since
Baltimore's another team, I swear, the league just lets them pick whoever they
really do. They really do. It seems
I like that corner the Ravens got. I forget.
Dave Wiggins.
Tampa. Yeah, I think I like the prospect of that kid. Obviously, a little bit unpolished, but I do think he's a perfect fit for the Ravens.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like him here. I would have ran from Nate. People wanted Nate. He's just too small. I don't think in Bick's defense, he run support. I don't think he'd be good, but there. And. You know, Kyle Hamilton. It's like people, you see what Kyle Hamilton's turned into. Baltimore was going to draft Jordan Davis. That's why the Eagles moved up ahead of him to get Jordan Davis. And then all of a sudden they get Kyle Hamilton, and he turns into maybe the best safety in football. And people look at that from a Philadelphia perspective. He would not be Kyle Hamilton if he was here playing in this defense. They use him at the line of scrimmage, as that piece, as that aggressive type of guy. And, you know, here he'd be playing quarters. He wouldn't be Kyle Hamilton.
On that same note, then, how does that bode for the two defensive backs the Eagles just drafted? Can you say that same thing that – or are they fits for what the Eagles are doing on defense?
Yeah, they're better fits for what the Eagles are doing on defense. But, yeah, if you think Cooper DeJean is turning into Kyle Hamilton, you know he isn't. He isn't, because that's not how they play.
By the way, John, I was asked this by a couple fans on Twitter this weekend, and I didn't get to answering them because I got a lot of questions about the Eagles drafted a lot of returners, and a lot of people asked, what does that mean for Britain? And I said, I don't think it means anything, but you don't know.
I think Britain's a little too honest for the Eagles.
Yeah, way too honest.
I want
to. I hope I'm wrong, by the way. I hope I'm wrong, but. You know, he's a really good punt returner. I mean, really good. And I do not think they're going to find another punt returner like Britton Covey. But if Aeneas can do it, yeah, Britton's in trouble.
I will say this weekend during the draft, I saw a lot of different analysis attributed to the kickoff returns and the special teams unit. How much of a change or how much of a factor was that in this draft because of the changes the NFL made to the kickoffs? Jeff Kerr, I'll go to you for that because I did see you tweeting about it a couple times.
Yeah, so I actually thought it was one of the reasons they drafted Jalix Hunt because he can do that. And that was one of the first guys I thought of. I'm like, well, okay, he'll probably be on the kickoff team. He'll probably do something like that. I don't think Will Shipley's much of a gunner or anything like that, but I think it could stack Trotter on there if they need to. That was a guy I was considering. But I noticed a lot around the league, a lot of teams were making that a priority. Did you notice a lot of return guys were getting drafted, John? Did you notice that?
Yeah, they definitely paid more attention to having that type of player, which obviously they didn't care about in recent seasons. Now, everybody wanted a punt returner, but nobody cared about kick returners. And now they're caring again. So that part of it. And the Eagles, you know, that was probably the biggest positive of last season was how they turned the special teams around. Jalix Hunt, he might be able.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. To do it, but he ain't gonna do it because he's not gonna be active, would be my guess. Yeah. on game days, he's gonna redshirt this season, barring injuries. Obviously, injuries always play a factor into
which again, I call these guys lottery tickets. I know this guy is the ultimate lottery ticket, but sometimes I just feel like this franchise tries to outsmart people.
And that's, you know, but again, that's and even that, I admit I'm nitpicking a little bit, but if you think about the way Ringo and Josh Jobe developed as special teams players, then Zach McPherson's going to have trouble making this team, but he's a great special teams player. They got a bunch of good special teams players.
They're
now
deep at corner, by the way. All of a sudden, they're deep.
Yeah, they're
a lot of players in that cornerback room, yeah.
Everybody was wringing their hands about Isaiah Rodgers. Why isn't he back? Why? Why isn't the NFL? What happened? And now nobody cares.
Did you hear he's starting, John? That's all Twitter tells me. He's starting.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares now. That's how quickly things change.
So it was actually funny when I listened to Eagles. This is before they drafted DeGene. Everybody goes, did you just omit DeGene? I'm like, no, I tweet this Thursday night. I said, oh, by the way, I might just put DeGene at safeties because they're running out of bodies. They have too many bodies at corner.
Yeah, they might. They might play him at safety. They might play him in the slot as well. That would be interesting. We'll see if he can handle that. That'll be the most interesting part of rookie camp. And hopefully we'll get to talk to Vic Fangio at that stage. What his plan might be for Cooper DeJean. Generally, the Eagles don't like to start a player with a bunch of different positions on their plate. We'll see if he's different with him or if he's going to say, hey, we're going to start him out at safety or outside corner or slot corner. If they try him at outside corner, he's not going to play.
No, but it's safety. He could start week one. I mean, it's a potential there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's got more of a potential to play at safety or slot corner.
So when I was watching stuff on DeGene, and again, this is going back to my Big Ten knowledge too with him, I kept saying to myself, this guy could really be a good safety. And I mean, I'm talking like Pro Bowl, all pro safety. And I'm like, I wonder if any team that drafts him makes him one. Well, the team that drafted him might just do that.
Yeah, a lot of teams were looking at him as a safety primarily. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting how the Eagles move forward with him. And obviously, Vic will have a plan. And I have a plan. I have a hunch it's not going to be outside corner because – barring injuries, he's not going to be able to play there, and I think they want to get him on the field.
By the way, I got mad Friday night when they posted Cooper DeJean's basketball highlights.
Here's
the thing. As a basketball coach, what upsets me, the guy can do a hell of a lot more than dunk, I'll tell you that. Anytime
you see a 6'1 person with that kind of explosion
He's got hops, man.
He is a natural athlete. I love it. From that perspective, I love it because I think we've talked about it.
Maybe he could play game five for the Sixers before you get started with the Eagles.
So here's a funny story. I was talking to one of my buddies who's an AAU coach nationally who coached against his EAU team a couple times, and he sent me a couple videos of him. He's like, dude, like, this guy could have played college basketball. I'm like, yeah, he easily could have. Right? Maybe not Division I, but he was an all-state player in Iowa. Like, he could play.
Yeah, you need some of those at Boyertown, right?
We're losing guys. We're gaining up at this point.
Jeff, I want to ask your opinion on a couple of the day three picks. I know day three is a depth type of day, but maybe I'm wrong, but it certainly looks like they got some players that have good upside potential, maybe could potentially be a starter, which would be a huge win, even if it's not this year, but one day in the league. What did you make, or did any of those picks on day three stand out to you that the Eagles made?
Well, I like Will Shipley probably more than most people. And again, I think Eagles are banking on what he was, or, you know, prior
Red
to
Star, baby. Red
yeah, he was a Red Star. Yep. They'll never admit that he was a Red Star.
Oh, they will admit it, and they don't have to admit it. He's so obviously a Red Star.
By the way, he couldn't answer Zach's question when he asked you the
Red Star. They won't answer the question, but they'll do it behind the scenes. They don't want to disparage anybody else.
But Will Shipley, man, I'll tell you, you watch this guy the first 2 years at Clemson, you would have thought he was going to be at the very minimum a day two pick. And the fact that he got hurt last year just tanked his whole draft stock. I love the fact he was able to catch passes out of the backfield. He doesn't have that breakaway speed. I think that's what scared people off. Like, he doesn't have a lot of 50-yard runs or a lot of highlight runs, but you need a guy to just kind of move the chains, and the guy who just
I'm torn on Will Shipley, because Xander will tell you, I am so impressed by that.
Yeah, you almost won me over, Johnny Mack, with how impressed you were from his
I just hate the way the Eagles approach the running back position.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I'm done with the gadget guys, and he seems to be kind of one of them.
I don't know. He is.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a gadget guy, but they're obsessed with getting running backs who can catch the football.
But he can't catch the football as well as the tape or the highlight tape.
No, he's got a lot of drops, but, you know, he's got
a lot of fumbles too.
He's got potential at least, but they're obsessed with it. They're obsessed with it, and it never works. And they keep looking, and they keep looking, and Christian McCaffrey's their white whale. Now, they signed an undrafted kid from Georgia, Kendall Milton.
I like him.
He's a one-cut running back. I've been looking for that.
John, we talked about that yesterday. We've been looking for it.
And he'll probably amount to nothing, because they'll get him in camp and say, oh, he can't catch the football. I would just love to see somebody who hits the stinking hole behind an offensive line that creates a bunch of holes.
By the way, guys,
listen, here's my problem.
Don't bank on Saquon doing that, by the way. Don't bank on Saquon.
If we have Brock Purdy in Philadelphia, sure, I love the running backs that can catch out of the backfield. We have Jalen Hurts. We just paid him a humongous contract. He doesn't throw the ball to running backs out of the backfield.
Well, that's part of it.
It's not his game. I don't know why they're so adamant to continue to go that route when Jalen has just shown that's not his preferred target ever, basically in any circumstance.
No, and, you know, we're going to see with Saquon. I think people are going to be disappointed because they're expecting so much. And
well, at least Saquon can do the other stuff, though.
Yeah, he can. But
he won't hit the hole for you, though.
You don't hit the freaking hole. Yeah, he's always trying to Miles Sanders it, because that's what they teach him at Penn State, evidently.
Hey, when you see
I'm taking a shot at Jeff.
But you see the track record here, can you blame him? No, of course, they're teaching their running backs to do that now, and they're not as productive, which drives me insane.
When you have the best offensive line in football, as the Eagles did for a number of years, and maybe they won't be the best this year without Jason Kelce, but they'll still be very good. I don't know. I would just love to see a chain mover. But everybody wants everything. You know, when you have A.J. Brown and Devontae and Dallas Goedert, you don't need everything. Just get the chain mover. 4-minute offense, close games.
You mean to tell me you didn't want Ricky Pearsall or any of those guys, John?
No, I could care less about Ricky Pearsall. What's he going to do? There's not enough traffic to go around. There's only one football.
I'm trying to figure out why the 49ers drafted him at 31. I love the fit, just don't get why.
They were trying to trade Debo and or Brandon Ayuk, and they still probably will try to trade one of them. So they're trying to, you know, project life after those.
That was an interesting part of the draft when the Bills and the Chiefs moved, and then the Chiefs take that speedy wide receiver Xavier.
I love Keon.
And Pearson. Oh, I love
the Bills start with Keon Coleman. Maybe the Bills wanted Keon Coleman the whole time.
They did. And yeah, I love Keon Coleman.
Yeah. His, did you guys see his prep? Boy, was he funny.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, man, he was rolling.
I actually said when the Bills drafted him, I texted a couple of people like, yeah, Bills fans are going to love this guy. They're like, yeah, he's a football player. I'm like, well, a little more than that.
And listen, it's just personality, but I think players like that with that type of personality, they work in the league, they especially at wide receiver. So I thought he was pretty funny, and I think he's going to be a pretty good player.
Yeah, I apologize to the Bills. I criticized them a lot on Thursday night for basically giving the Chiefs the player they wanted, but they got the player they wanted too, and they got draft picks for it. So yeah, I can't knock them.
Did you see Coleman run the gauntlet drill at the combine? Like, yeah, everybody was upset because he didn't run well. And I forget, it wasn't Worthy who set the record, but it was one of the fast guys who's can't even run a straight line, doesn't know the ball's coming at him. He doesn't know what to do. And Coleman's like a machine.
Okay.
Just
watch his eyes. He knows exactly what's coming.
He is a football player. He is going to be a great wide receiver. And I'll never say, look, if a receiver goes to Kansas City and Andy, he's probably going to be pretty good. But, you know, I don't care. Go get the 4-2-1 guy. I'd rather have Keon Coleman. I really would.
Yeah, well, when you have Patrick Mahomes, I mean, there's some factor in that, right? Get the guy that can blow the top.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're trying to go back to Tyreek Hill.
And they'll have that. They have Rasheed for now. I mean, he's going to get suspended, but they're still going to have him. So they didn't need, a guy like Keon, but the Bills did.
Yeah, they certainly did. So who impressed you most? Give me the top team. And it's not allowed to be the Philadelphia Eagles.
It wasn't the Eagles. Honestly, probably the Steelers. We mentioned them earlier. The guys they were able to get.
Love the Steelers.
Yeah. What you call it? They got John, help me out here. The guard from Wilson.
Zach Frazier. They got Zach Center. They got Mason McCormick. I swear to God, It started with Baltano. He knew every offensive lineman how he wanted, and he snuck him. And he Roman Wilson. I thought
they got him too.
Yeah. And then Peyton Wilson, I talked about that night of the draft. Like, that's who I would have picked if I were the Eagles. And I said this.
I love Peyton Wilson. Love them.
That is the best linebacker in the draft, but he's got a bunch of injury concerns. Now, I mentioned this. Now, the Steelers, for those who don't know, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, big time positions. James Bradley's out there, one of the go-to guys. Joe Maroon's out there. If they're clearing Peyton Wilson, that to me means something, that team clearing him. And if the Eagles had the red flag on him, I'm going to disagree with it. To be able to get the best linebacker in the draft at 98, that could be a day one starter for the Eagles. So that was part of my problem with the Hunt pick. I mean, day one starter. And they might have a good player 2 years down the line.
And we talked about the comparisons from the Steelers to the Eagles. That's a very Eagles-esque move to take a great player that has a little bit of injury concerns. They must have had the red flag.
And he was there. By the way, I was asked this on the podcast last night, John, and I think it's a fair question. I know how they answer it. Does it bother you, like guys like Jalix Hunt, you know, from a school like Houston Christian, which I know people joke doesn't exist, but it does, and they play in the Southland Conference.
Houston Baptist. They just renamed it. Houston Baptist.
Exactly. But does it bother you that he hasn't played against that level of competition?
No, that doesn't bother me. That I mean, there's tons of great players from small schools and that kind of thing. It happens all the time. You don't scout the helmet. you know, generally you look for somebody, if you are playing at that level, you want guys who dominate on film against lesser competition. And by all accounts, he did. So I don't have any problem. I don't have any problem with the small school stuff, but you know, they have a need. Yeah. People said this about Reddick with the trade. Are you, you think you're a contender? You have an obvious need. The best linebackers right there for the taking, late in the draft because of some issues. He had some off the field issues too, but earlier in his career. So he's got some issues. I'm not saying he doesn't, but man, I mean, this is a 6'4" guy, long, runs like a 4.4. If he was clean from a medical standpoint, he would have been a first round pick. He would have been a first round pick, in this era.
He was the best linebacker, I thought. And again, I'm not as knowledgeable in linebackers as I am a lot of positions, but I thought he was the best one.
He was. He won the Bednarik Award. He won the Butkus Award. I mean, and he played it at you know, a Power Five school.
You know what linebacker I thought the Eagles were going to get? I know they like Jordan McGee a lot.
And yeah, Temple kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they liked him. Round.
I have no problem with Trotter in the fifth round. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, it's lottery tickets at that point.
But
yeah,
I'm not comparing Jeremiah Trotter to Peyton Wilson. I'm sorry.
Comparing Jeremiah Trotter to Jeremiah Trotter.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, he went to a small school, Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah. Felix Hunt, though, has already won over some fans in the city by calling Howie Roseman Big Pimpin'. That was pretty
funny. Oh, yeah. He called that. That was hilarious.
That was,
by the way, is that the first Jalix you've ever met?
That is the first Jalix I've ever seen. I've never seen that name anywhere.
Well, he's named after a cologne.
Yeah, I saw that. Mom's
favorite perfume, I think it was.
Like he wouldn't be on the old name team for the draft, but I feel like he deserves like an honorable mention for that. I'm like, what an awesome name, Jalix. I'm like, I'm kind of down on this.
Yeah.
When Peyton Wilson's on the field for the Steelers, who by the way have a history of knowing how to play linebackers, Where do you hear that narrative start?
I heard they had some guy named Jack Lambert at one point.
Yeah. I don't like the pick. Sorry, Eagles fans. I don't like the pick. Could have fixed your biggest problem right there.
Well, that's assuming a perfect world where Peyton would have been healthy, right?
Yeah, might get hurt in training camp. But you know, again, it's not the first round. It's 94 overall.
I always think it's ironic. The year the Eagles actually cared about linebackers, and I mean cared because they had a Chip Kelly holdover and an Andy Reid holdover, they won the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, Jordan Hicks was a good player. And he was a third round pick. He was a Chip Kelly guy.
Yeah.
Chip deserves credit for Jordan Hicks. He was a very good player, but he always got hurt here. And then he left and he stayed healthy for like 5 straight years.
He's still around too.
Yeah. He's in Cleveland. He did finally get hurt again last year, but he's in Cleveland. So he's still going. Very good player. They signed Nigel Bradham, but they didn't go overboard. And Nigel did a good job, and they still had Michael Kendricks at the time. And Michael Kendricks is probably the most athletic linebacker they've had, and Devin White is probably more athletic than him, but there's no evidence that he can harness that in a fruitful way, shall we say, except 3 games in the playoffs when they won the Super Bowl. So if you can tap into that, maybe you're fine.
Or as my source in Tampa tells me, which Devin White you get in 2020 playoffs, Devin White, or the rest of his career, Devin White.
Yeah. Well, odds are you're getting the rest of his career, yeah, Devin White. I don't know. That's the one pick I'd look at and say, guys, right there for the taking. Goes 4 picks later. And, you know, is Quinyon Mitchell going to be a day one starter? Yes. Is again, barring injury. Cooper DeJean going to be a day one starter? I don't know. Jalex Hunt?
Will not.
Peyton Wilson, day one starter. Day one starter.
Again, another franchise that just seems to get whoever they want.
Jeff, we kept you a long time. I appreciate the contribution to the show, as always. I just want to ask one more question on the way out. We can keep it quick. You had to pick one player. Who's your favorite player the Eagles went with this weekend? Favorite draft pickup? Person that you think has a chance to have a big impact, not just in year one, but in your NFL career?
I find this so ironic too, Xander. This is a good question, by the way, because I am going to say it's Cooper DeJean, but I would have hated it at 22. I'm like, you, not that you reach for him, but it's like, okay, the board went that way and the good corners were taken, the guys they want, sure. But the fact that you were able to get him at 40, I don't know why he fell like he did. I thought he'd go back into the first round, like the Baltimore, around those teams, San Francisco.
Yeah.
But when he was still on the board, and I remember it was the late 30s, I said, you know what? It wouldn't shock me if they did trade up. And they did. And they traded up, and they started a run of cornerbacks. There were four straight cornerbacks taken.
Yeah, they know. And that's another – how we knew Green Bay was taking them. And Green Bay needed them, and they got them.
Yeah, and a week ago today, on Monday before the draft, if you came into the week and told Eagles fans – or the Eagles brass, I think, even, or even Eagles reporters or beat reporters, you're going to walk out of day one and two with both Quinion and Cooper DeJean. I think a lot of people would have said you're crazy or thought that that was very unlikely. So from that perspective, I think the Eagles won.
Now, to be fair, Green Bay wanted Cooper DeJean.
And they drafted a lot of safeties. DeJean.
And they dropped back when they weren't able to get him. And you know who they picked at 45?
Edgerrin Cooper.
So another.
By the way, I would have liked tier two.
Another day one starter for the Eagles if he was here. Now I think Wilson's better, but he's cleaner because he
doesn't. Is that a value thing though, John? Eagles just don't value the linebacker.
Yeah. Well, clearly it's a value thing.
Right.
Clearly it's a value thing. But you know, Howie's also been a little bit, conflicted when he talks about Saquon Barkley, because it's, you know, all of a sudden it's not a value thing. So it can change, evidently. And they don't think I'm not trying to compare Edgerrin Cooper or Peyton Wilson to Saquon Barkley, but I am trying to compare them to what the Eagles have. That's the issue. All right.
It makes sense. Like you talked about it with Trotter. Trotter is a fifth round pick, but he still has a chance to get on the field because of who the Eagles have. Right.
Yes. That's my issue. The Eagles are so weak at all ball linebacker.
That was my my overreactions piece. I did overreactions pieces after the draft every night, and day three, I'm looking for something. I said, you know what? I'm gonna do it. Jeremiah Trotter's gonna start week one for the Eagles. And of course, Eagles fans
shocked me at all. Wouldn't shock me at all.
Yeah, and Eagles fans jumped out, no one's saying he's a week one starter. Well, guess what I'm saying it is. And if you look at their linebackers, yeah.
There is a path to playing time. Now he's got to play great in the summer. Devin White's got to play really poorly in the summer. But if you think that's not possible, that is possible.
Well, it's very possible.
Yes.
Jeff Kerr, thank you very much, man. If you guys like Jeff Kerr, make sure you like the show, because his interview today was awesome. He gave us great insight on not only the Eagles, but the whole NFL draft. Jeff, thanks for checking in, man. We appreciate it.
It sounds great. At some point, guys, I am going to get sleep.
Yeah. It's coming soon, guys. I promise.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it,
bro. Hey, guys. Thank you.
All right, Johnny Mac, let's get to a quick break. When we come back, we'll quickly touch on the undrafted free agents. We didn't get a chance to talk about them in the full draft recap we did yesterday, and we only have a couple minutes before Devin Jackson of the Philadelphia Inquirer joins. He had some great breakdowns on a lot of good of the Eagles draft picks, so we'll get into that with him. Stay tuned, everybody, on Birds 365. We'll be right back after the break.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning, Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.